The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet.
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
That's the name of the show, yes.
We finish each other's sentences, and it's part of us living the dream.
I guess it is, isn't
it? It really is.
Yeah.
That we don't have to do everything all alone. We can be supported by each other and not feel interrupted when we dovetail our communications.
Right. So when we finish each other's sentences, please bear with us.
It's
actually
our style.
You could enjoy it.
Why not? We know that if you are listening to this show, there are things that you are interested in. Probably interested in what's possible for you in this lifetime. And it's very likely you have some very specific dreams, things that you'd like to accomplish or things that you'd like to have in your life.
But you see, I think we should talk about listening first because I'm going to launch and...
Then we'll forget?
Well, yeah. And if I don't talk about listening first, they'll disregard what I have to say because they won't listen.
Well, if you want to live the dreams in your life, the first key skill set is listening. Really listening to your environment, listening to what another person has to say from his or her perspective.
See, most of us don't truly listen to other people. We think about what they're saying to see how it fits into the system that we have of interpreting life. So if what they say agrees with our system, we say, oh, yes, of course. And if it disagrees, no, that's not right. So you can either listen to agree or to disagree. We suggest you listen to hear another person's point of view.
It was interesting to me the other day. I was in a store, and I have one of these credit cards that has a chip in it. And the fellow rang up my order, and I was good to go, and I put my chip in the card reader, and he said, wait, you have to wait for me. I said, I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. And he said, everybody's ahead of themselves. They're busy going somewhere. And I had this thought, well, no, I'm not. And it was really fun to, because I had been wandering around the store. And I was currently on a vacation break where I wasn't going anywhere. But I found it interesting that my thought process wanted to argue with him.
Right.
I found that remarkable.
Right.
And it's so much so that I remember it. Today we'll say things. You don't have to agree with them. You don't have to disagree with them. And if you do, it's automatic. You can still bring your thought process back.
Not your thought process. You can bring yourself back to current time. See, there's a real difference between the conversation that you listen to in your head, that voice you listen to that you uses your name, or you can be here. That you are not your thoughts. You have thoughts, but you are not your thoughts. You listen to them, and you may believe them to be you because frequently it says, I agree, I disagree, I believe, I don't believe in that. Whatever, it's always an I. That I that speaks to you in your thoughts is not you. In any event, our approach is not problem solution oriented. It is not psychotherapeutic. We do not try to change or fix people or make them better in any way. What we do do, however, is allow you to discover how to get into current time, into the current moment of your life. If you can get into the current moment of your life will transform. What will support you greatly is engaging through listening, is pulling yourself into the current moment by listening to what's happening around you. See, most of the time, we are so multitasking, we're thinking about all the other things we have to do when we're talking to our kids, or our friends, or our girlfriend, or boyfriend, or husband, or wife.
And when that happens, your dream turns into a nightmare.
Right.
You know, I had said that the title of this or the theme is Living the Dream, and you said you were going to launch. So I'm wondering if there's something about having those things that you really care about come to pass that had been triggered for you, or if we've moved.
We've moved past that. Well, most people have dreams that were put together by them in their earliest of years, in their childhood. And I don't know that the adult you who's listening to this program really wants what that child wanted. See, if you get into current time where you're a yes to how your life is showing up in this moment, then you're living a dream, a true dream, not the nightmare of always feeling that nothing is quite enough.
I don't know if you, as a listener, have seen the video we have on Voice America or on our website regarding our radio show. But in it, if you have, or if you take a look at it, you will see us sitting in our office. Actually, it was filmed while we were doing
a radio show.
And I realize as I look around, this is my dream. Where are you right now? Wherever you are, that's your dream. And you can say yes to it, or you can say no to it. And it's so easy when something turns out not the way you expected to say, I didn't sign up for this. This isn't what I want. But if you engage in what you have as if it's what you want, then your life becomes miraculous. Hey, we have a caller. Should we take her?
Let's take her.
Judy, where are you
calling
today? Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from New York City, New York.
Welcome.
Thank you. I was really excited when I saw the theme of this show today. Because I was thinking, I have dreams, but then I think like one of my dreams would be to have a wonderful relationship, but I can't even imagine what a wonderful relationship is because I've never had one. And I've had relationships, so I get kind of like, I can't even, I think I like punk my dreams because I can't imagine them, if that makes sense.
Yes. It makes sense. But what if, Judy, you have exactly what you want in your life in this moment?
Right.
See, I know you have the fantasy of a relationship.
Right.
But that's a fantasy that you've had for a long time. But if we look at the reality of your life, a relationship would crimp your style.
Right.
Do you see that?
Yes.
The idea of a relationship is one thing. The reality of making compromises with your time to do things someone else wants to do.
With your closet space.
Right?
With moving out of your apartment into a bigger one.
I could go for that.
You say, but yes. if you notice that you have a certain way about going about your life, and the idea of relationship really presses into that, it doesn't take into account another person.
Well, let's just for a moment suppose that having a nice relationship or a lovely relationship is a true dream of yours and something you indeed want. Let's talk about it for a moment, not from problem solution, but from reality. And I'm going to give you a totally different example, but something that can relate. Shai and I have written 5 books. They're award-winning. I really like them. Other people like them. They're in lots of languages. Now, we're working on a new one. So I can have the dream, which is the big dream, which is the end result that says, I want to produce a book. Now, first of all, that's not a very good end dream. It's different to say I'd like to produce a bestseller or something that is well-received by people. So there's my end dream. But today, I need to attend to the things that move toward that. So it's silly for me to think about the end result when really what I may need to do is edit a chapter or write a piece. It's like when you say, I'd like a relationship, I have a feeling on a day-to-day level, if we reel it all the way back, that you don't actively register who's in the room with you, who's a single man who you might be interested in. Then you may not cross the room to speak to that person, or may not regularly get up on a dating website, or have your eyes open when you're shopping in the grocery store. I'm often surprised by how many individuals I come across in a casual way if I'm paying attention. Does any of that ring true to you?
That's 100% true. I've given up. So it's almost like in my mind, I think it's never going to happen, so I don't even try.
Well, you know, there's a saying, Judy, if you don't ask, the answer's always no.
Right.
So if you don't approach somebody or acknowledge their interest, then for sure the answer is going to be no. That's
right.
Why I have this tendency to say that you have what you want, because you're not stepping out of the comfort zone of your uncomfortable wishing for a relationship to actuate it or have something happen.
Right.
The other thing is, what if your interpretation of how you're acting is inaccurate? What if you haven't given up? What if you've actually produced exactly what you want, and that giving up is a story?
Okay.
Because you see, I have a feeling. I know you. I've known you for a long time. I have a feeling that if somebody came along who was really interested in you, you'd do your best to discourage them.
Right.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I can. Yes.
Not because you wouldn't like them, but because it might challenge your lifestyle.
Right. It would interfere with what you've got, which is what you like.
You know, the other thing, too, is we're often given ideas as kids that we then resist and unexamined it falls into our adulthood. So, for instance, I would be really shocked if your parents didn't intimate that someday as a grown woman you would be married and that would be an excellent thing. And you maybe even played with dolls and you had the childhood that aimed you toward marriage.
That is correct.
Right. And then at some point, as a younger person, you likely said to yourself, I don't want that. Leave me alone. Don't pressure me.
That is true.
Good. So then you've got their desires, and they may not even be alive anymore. You've got your resistance. Then you have that trying to have it happen over top of making a solemn promise to yourself
that you wouldn't do that, that they weren't going to tell you how to live your life.
I can see that. It's funny because I been volunteering with kids, and we go around the room and we say our name, and then one day we said, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And there was this little girl, she was maybe 3 years old, and we got to her and she said, I want to be a singer and a dancer, but I don't want to be a mommy. And it was like, wow. She was so young and so adamant that that was not what she wanted to be. It caught me. I wouldn't be surprised if I did something like that.
So maybe you could simply enjoy your life.
And then your life can become a dream of satisfaction and joy and pleasure and fun if you're here for it.
And if you find dating fun, go for it. And if it's not fun, then don't.
That sounds good to me.
Good.
Excellent.
I'm really glad that sounds good to you. Sounds good to me, too.
Thank you.
But I have a suggestion for you, Judy, and that is, it's not one that you need to do anything with. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm just challenging you for, let's play a game. Let's play a game for a week. The game is, when you go places, whether it's walking down the street, on the subway, at work, just register who's in the room with you that you might find attractive. And I'm not suggesting you act on it. If you do, fine. But just open up that part of you that to look and see what's out there, because there's fun to be had simply in looking. Think of it as window shopping.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to take a break. Can you come back after the break, Judy?
I certainly can. Thanks.
Awesome. Great. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
Yeah, don't miss
Being Here.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Cain make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cain's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Cain. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Thanks for being our listener.
Right.
Wherever you are. We have a shout out today to our listeners in Jamaica.
Malaysia.
Germany.
The United States of America.
Panama.
And of all places, Lebanon.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Wherever you tune in from.
That's right. Hey, we've got an upcoming workshop in New York City.
Yep.
It's called Practical Enlightenment. It'll be September 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
You're invited.
Join us. We'll have fun.
Mm. And in Hamburg, the next course, Hamburg, Germany, the next course coming up is the Freedom to Breathe on Thursday, October 6th. And then A Life Full of Joy. Every moment counts. It's October 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Judy, you still with us?
I'm still with you.
I just want to talk briefly about window shopping for a moment.
You don't have to buy when you window shop. You just have to look.
So the other day, I went into TJ Maxx. I was looking to buy some baskets because around about this time of year, we give gifts of peaches to people. So I'd gotten my baskets, and I put them in my cart, and I decided just to look around. And I realized that I don't need anything. I have plenty of clothes. I don't need any household items. I'm complete. But I gave myself license to look around, enjoy looking at things, you know, touching different fabrics. And as I was wandering through, all of a sudden, I saw this necklace, and it was pretty. And I decided to try it on because it might look really great with a dress I'm wearing to a wedding. And I put it on, and I was really shocked that it was indeed pretty on me. And it wasn't very expensive. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't really need anything. And the lady said, well, you know, you can return it. Just try it on. Try it on at home with the dress, and you can return it. So I took it. She put it in a beautiful box, and I brought it home. That's kind of like you in relationship. You know, you can look around. You can see what's out there. You can touch the fabric. You can try it on. And if you don't like it, you can always return it.
That sounds good to me.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling in. It's been fun speaking with you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Hi. We have another caller. Beth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Awesome.
Excellent.
Where are you today?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, this is a great topic, and I have been wanting to leave my job and make a career change, and I guess find the career of my dreams for quite some time now. And I'm finally at the point where I'm ready to do it, and but I think I've been at that point maybe in the past as well, and I didn't make it happen, and I really want to make it happen this time.
Well, let me ask you a question, Beth. It sounds as though you think things will be better when you're not where you are.
Yes, I do.
See, now, there's a, you know, look.
You can go about it that way.
Yeah, a lot of people do, thinking that changing location, changing job will somehow make life more satisfying and fulfilling. It's been my experience that that isn't the case, that if you're incomplete in one job, then even if you go to another job, and even if it starts out as the job of your dreams, before long it'll take on the same complexion of your previous job.
Yeah.
You know, it's really about discovering satisfaction where you are. Then if you move on, well, then you'll discover satisfaction wherever you move on to.
So, mind you, Shia is not saying don't change jobs.
Yes.
Now, right.
People regularly change occupations or jobs or move from one pace of an employment to another or even retire. But what he's describing is fully engaging where you are as if you're going to be there forever, as if it is the best job for you because it's what you have right now. And what will happen is one thing for sure, you'll get up to speed. And from up to speed, you'll be able to see opportunities, windows of opportunity, almost like a driver can see a window of opportunity to change lanes into a lane that's moving faster. Mm. And you might even discover how much you really love where you are.
That doesn't mean you have to stay there. But you see, here's the problem. Most people think that their satisfaction is determined by the circumstances of their lives.
Right.
As if you change the job, you change the relationship, you change something, and things will get better. Well, they may. But, you see, if you're satisfied, whatever you're up to is satisfying. If you're dissatisfied, nothing is fulfilling.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason why what you're doing and where you're working can't be the most satisfying it's ever been.
And you can still leave.
Yeah.
We only know you a short time. You know, it's been a few months, maybe.
Yeah, a couple months.
But it seems like a lot longer, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's wild. Here's the thing. When we first met you, satisfaction wasn't part of your regular daily routine.
You're absolutely right.
And so I could understand your dissatisfaction with your job, because if you're dissatisfied, it's like a rose. The perfume of a rose goes in 360 degrees. It doesn't go one way or another. And if you're dissatisfied, things around you will be dissatisfying, not, you know. So your job would be dissatisfying. You're becoming more and more satisfied with your life these days.
Yeah, I think that's true. It is true.
Yes. And so even this job might become satisfying if you engage in it as though it's your idea.
Yeah.
That's the way to live the dream, to engage in what you're doing, whatever it may be, as if it's your idea.
Yeah.
I just had a sip of chamomile tea, and I had it like it was my idea. It was really good.
Yeah, tomorrow I am having a colonoscopy. So today I am currently on a liquid diet. Pretty soon I'll be taking this stuff to make things move. It's even called something like movie prep. And the woman who I was speaking to at the supermarket was telling me, oh, how awful that is. It won't be. I'm doing this as if it's my idea. It is my idea. I'm going to get this thing checked. And because I'm also drinking liquids rather than eating as my idea, the hunger sensations are not problematic. It's just a fact. When you go about even things that you wouldn't think are ideal, if you go about them as if your idea, they're not distressing.
Yeah. That's not very helpful.
And
I can make this a good job.
Well,
and yeah. Still leave.
Well, if you engage in what you have to do like it's your idea, you might actually discover that what you do is fun. And you like it. And I'm not suggesting that you have to stay there. If you want to move on, you can. But you should give you a chance. See, you should give you the chance of having fun where you are, not in some mythical future, like when I get there, it'll be better. Because if you look and tell the truth, Beth, you've had thoughts about something being better until you got it.
Right.
And then it wasn't any different. That is, if you're normal, and I believe you are.
Yeah.
See, the other thing is, if you make a decision in a moment of contraction, like, I don't like this job, I got to find another one, I'm out of here, and you, you never re-examine that, then you will do things to prove to yourself you're in the wrong place and it's a crummy job, including limiting your ability to be a genius at it. And in an instant, if you simply see it, there's the possibility that you can be really, really good at it. You can have fun. The people at work, you can enjoy in an instant. Everything can be different, and you can another job.
Yes, there's a button there. You have to give up proving to yourself and gathering evidence to support that this isn't the job for you.
Yeah.
What will take is also giving up the idea that there's something wrong with you.
Oh, no, not that.
Not that. She got real quiet. Because, see, each of us generally at some point have the idea that we're not as good as somebody over there, or that we privately think that there's something wrong with us. And therefore, any job we would pick is probably substandard.
And anybody who would hire us, really.
What kind of mistake is that? And then it goes into relationship. Judy, if you're still listening, you know, it's the old, who was that? Was that Groucho Marx?
Groucho Marx.
I wouldn't belong to any
club that would have me as a member.
Yep. So, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
And also, you know, if you go about this and you're doing really well and you're enjoying it, you will be much more hireable should you go someplace else, or your own launching point into something, if you're an entrepreneur, you know, people will want to back you and support you because you have such a positive or lively outlook on life.
Yeah, I can see that.
Excellent.
Hey.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Right.
Thank you.
It's been a treat speaking with you.
Oh, it's been a treat for me.
Excellent.
Thank you. Hey, we do have another caller.
Jen, where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. I'm calling in from Kansas City.
Hey. Welcome.
How are you doing?
We're brilliant.
How's things in Kansas City?
Oh, it's awesome. It's really great. I'm digging the topic of this show because, you know, I feel like I'm living the dream job. I have my dream job, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm really good at it.
What do you do?
I'm a sales engineer. My company sells LED light fixtures, and so I do technical support, customer service support, sales support, and, all sorts of things like that. So I get to talk to a lot of people, and, lighting's a passion of mine, and, I could talk about lighting all day.
So do you work for a small mom-and-pop company?
No, I actually work for a big corporation, so $32 billion company. And we're actually a small startup within it. We're a business unit within a larger company, and we're definitely doing some different things with this company because we're actually their first product-driven piece. And so the company used to be, or is still actually, a contract manufacturer, and so their profit margins were, you know, such that it was a contractual profit margin, and so my company would build things like red boxes and those kind of things. But now, with my business unit being a product-driven piece, then, you know, we're able to actually make more money for the mother company, if you will. And, it's really kind of cool because, we're changing how they do business, and, we're definitely cutting edge and leading the charge.
That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we only have a little more than a minute before the break. Do you have a question? We may not be able to answer it much before we
yeah,
go
but
to break.
We might be able to think about it on the break.
Well, something came up today that was really interesting, and I saw my prejudice in it. And so, even though I have, you know, the dream job, we had a situation today where one of the, I'm a manager, one of the employees had asked for the doors to be locked because they had a, you know, they had a security issue. And, you know, my perspective of this person is that they're paranoid. And, you know, we had a conversation within our office and we had a game plan. And then we had a business meeting and she actually went to like the boss's boss and said, hey, our office isn't locked. And is there a way we can lock it? And so, you know, today, for instance, we had a locksmith over here and we were putting a lock on the door. And, but I just see in myself how I'm resisting that because, you know, it's the change. We hadn't had a problem before, but I know that she's uncomfortable with it. But I'm not uncomfortable with it, so I'm just...
I have an interesting idea, but I'll have to talk with you about it after the break.
Cool. Can you come back with us after the break? We're going to leave you hanging.
Awesome.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss...
Being Here.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Our next Monday Night Alive will be in a couple of weeks now. It's September 19th. And the international call is on Tuesday, September 20th. So if you'd like to join us in New York City on the 19th or on the international call, you can find out more on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And if you're not yet on our email newsletter, Excellence Club, and if you'd like a taste of excellence, visit our website to get a free gift with videos, an article, a question from a subscriber, which we've answered. Go to transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence. And you can sign up and you can get all those wonderful things that we've prepared for you. One last thing. Our book, Practical Enlightenment,
is now in Spanish and German.
And it's won awards. It's really sweet and wonderful. So get it on Amazon. It's quite great. All right. We are here with Jen. Jen was outlining her
complaint about her coworker.
Yep.
See, this is vaguely reminiscent about a complaint you had for a co-manager last time I spoke with you at a workshop.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Okay, so I'm complaining.
But it isn't that you're complaining. It's that you get lost in upsetting yourself with other people's points of view.
Yes, okay.
You lose your well-being in an internal conversation you have with yourself that they're wrong.
Right.
And I want to just suggest that that isn't your, it doesn't have to be your go-to position in life.
Okay.
That if you see you're going there, you can back out. Or you can look to see what their point of view is, look through their eyes, see what the way they see things, and then, you know, it might become much more understandable to you why that person feels the need for security.
Yes.
You know, this world we're in right now is very uncertain, and it gives that individual a sense of control to know that if something unexpected happens, that they can secure themselves behind a locked door. I see their point.
Yeah.
Especially in you disturbing yourself about it.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Especially since I'm disturbing myself about it?
Yeah, you're disturbing you with this.
Yeah.
See, you're not just hearing it neutrally, like this person would like some security, like put a lock on the door. You're hearing it like it's some statement against the way you want things.
I have a suspicion, Jen, that part, because, you know, really the content doesn't matter. Because your complaints about your co-manager were similar in flavor. And my feeling is people around you appear to be annoying or have perspectives that you find annoying when you're going somewhere. Meaning when you're driving to produce something, which of course it's one of those balancing things, because as a head of a department, there are things that need to be done and there's the bottom line. And as you said, you're cutting edge. But if you're trying to move to produce that result rather than being where you are,
then this person's request becomes an imposition. It becomes a barrier to getting to where you're going to, because you have to slow down to deal with this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I can see that.
You know, parents have this a lot where the kids will be like, mommy, 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 or daddy, 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 of course. And it's, if you don't address it or stop and be with them the first time, it escalates. And then it takes a whole lot more time as well.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. The thing that struck a chord with me was I'm not listening, basically. I'm not listening from their point of view. And so then by not doing that, I don't see the possibility or the other side of it, or, you know, their side of it. So, that's pretty cool.
It's not only that you don't see their side, they don't feel heard, and they will pull on you more and more to feel heard.
You know, what's interesting is how you formulated your summation of what you got from this conversation, in how you articulate it. You said, I see what's happening, I don't see their side. It's interesting that you have listening and how you approach things as their side, my side, like a ping pong match, like opposition or a competition, as opposed to team.
Yes. Okay.
What? Why are you laughing?
She got quiet with that one.
Because
it's the same conversation we had in the workshop about team.
Well, you know, that's not surprising. We've all been trained in change and in competition and your side, my side, and that if I hear you, I lose something, and win-lose, right, wrong, better, worse.
You know, it certainly is interesting doing a radio show or leading a workshop with Ariel, because I have to keep shutting up so she can talk.
And vice versa.
And when she says things, she's brilliant. I can sit back and relax. I can be on her team.
And when he says things, he's brilliant. I can sit back and relax. I'm on her team, his team, your team, our team.
That's right.
It's our team.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that you, like Judy, are starting to open up to the possibility of hanging out with people of the opposite sex, like dating. What if everybody's on your team?
What if you can't lose? What if it's all perfect?
It is all perfect.
Well, it is, but I don't think you think it is most of the time.
Yes, that is true. That is an accurate statement.
Thank you. I appreciate your honesty.
You know, have we talked about the three principles in this show?
Not really.
You know, the first is anything you resist, like this person wanting a lot, persist, grow stronger.
And you bring it to the radio show.
And the second is your life is perfect. In this moment, you can only be exactly as you are, whether you have a relationship or not. Whether you
have a coworker who wants a lock on the door or not.
And the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself.
Right.
So your competitive nature or the part of you that puts people on an opposing team, if you see it, it's enough. It dissolves.
Easy. Transformation made easy.
Easy. I love it. Yes.
See, it's about, this is an ease to this thing called transformation. It is not difficult. It is not stressful. It is not effortful. It's about slowing down enough to be where you are, as though being where you are is your idea. And then you're living the dream.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Hey, Jen, thanks for calling in. We have another caller, and we'd like to take her.
Yep, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. It's good. Always good to hear your voice.
Yeah. All right. We have Tanya on the line. Where are you calling from today, Tanya?
Northern New Jersey.
Welcome to the show, Northern New Jersey.
Northern New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can we do for you, my dear?
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. I'm calling because I am, and that I've made the actual career change. And it's not, I guess, feeling as satisfactory as I thought it would. And so last night I was even thinking about, you know, calling in today and hoping that I can get a little bit of perspective and some clarity on where I'm at with this whole thing, with the change. Because it is everything that I've asked for, everything that I wanted. But it just doesn't feel like what I thought it would actually feel like.
Well,
so,
I think that's actually wonderful.
Oh,
I'll tell you why. Because you got everything you wanted. You made the change. And by the way, you're being really wonderful being on here for Beth. But most of us have the idea that how we feel is going to change if we change the circumstances. But as Shia was talking about to Beth, you bring you along.
Whatever the circumstances.
So I think the place you may be looking at is less about, gosh, did I make a wrong change or what's happening? And more at allowing yourself to feel what you feel and recognize that dissatisfaction or a feeling of,
This isn't it.
It's not caused by the circumstances. It's a habit.
And here's the other thing, Tanya. You were born into a culture. You were born into a family that was part of a larger culture where you learned not only language, but you learned the inner workings of people's thought processes, and you learned to be dissatisfied with what you had.
Yes, yes. That is so good because, you know what, I had a recent conversation, too, about not appreciating where I am, like, in all aspects, though. Like, from, you know, completing school, being the first to graduate college in my family, being the first to own a house in my family, not celebrating or appreciating any of that. It was always like, what's the next move?
Like, exactly.
Well, you sound normal.
That's right. You sound normal. Sounds like you came from a normal family.
Mm-hmm.
See, you may think they're especially screwed up because they're your family, but everybody thinks their family is especially screwed up because it's their family.
Yeah. And people accomplish things and are immediately looking
for
the next thing.
Well, you know, you ever watch children at Christmas time?
Yes.
Unwrapping presents?
Mm-hmm.
It's like next.
As soon as they open one, they set it aside, and they go to the next thing, as if something better is coming.
It is so true. I love that analogy. That's perfect. But that is me. That is me, because I'm always looking for the next best thing. But here's the one thing, too, that I wanted to kind of bring up, and this is why I thought that there is something wrong with me. Now, the opportunity, as I'm in this career change, the opportunity for my desired salary came up. For promotional opportunity. My director's like, I'm leaving and you have an opportunity to now like basically take my lead. And so I took it with a pause and I'm like saying to myself, that means I have to be a grown up. I don't know about this responsibility. Wow. And it's hitting me faster than I actually thought. Although it is what I said I wanted ultimately. Didn't think it would be at this agency, thought maybe it would be someplace else or I would create my own business. Now, as this is happening to me, I'm on a pause because this would require now for me to actually have my license, which I'm halfway there, but it's taken me a long time to complete it. Like, I am not motivated to completing it. Like, I feel like the salary's not motivating me, the promotion opportunity's not motivating me. I feel like I'm on a pause, and I find reasons to not complete the license.
Well, like, let me suggest something, my dear.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me suggest that you hate being told what to do.
Mm-hmm. You said I hate being told what to do?
Yeah.
You don't like being told what to do. You don't like being pressured.
Mm.
Even by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So having to produce
on demand
is like, no. If I want, fine. But no.
I get that. I do. Because, oh my goodness, I do get that. Because if I feel like where there is no pressure and I'm doing it with a lot more ease and I'm fun with it, I'm cool with it. But I feel like if there is a time constraint, then I'll find something else to do. Like, I want to procrastinate. Like, I'm just not going to do that right now.
You know, all that is don't tell me what to do, sophisticate it up a little bit.
And kids do that at about age two. They discover their independence in resistance to what their parents want, and then they sophisticate it as they get older and older. But it's the same program. It's the same mechanism that we have in there that drives us to say, no, I'll do it my way.
And prove my independence.
And prove my independence, exactly.
Wow. Wow. That's good. I like that.
Hey, you know, I love that you called in today to this show.
I'm grateful.
I'd love it if we could meet you in person. The problem that I'm having is called time. We are running out of time, and the show is rapidly drawing to an end. In fact, our tech just sent us a message saying 30 seconds.
So
thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity and the time. I'm so grateful. And it definitely was a valued second. Great. Thank you so much.
Well, we hope to meet you in person someday.
We have next week the show, True Friends. It's going to be good.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.